Because, as you have discussed here, life includes the sadness of loss. But we want to remember the counterbalance of that, which is to acknowledge the presence of growth. Even in a situation where there is going to be loss, if you have been present and you have been loving, there is something that is growing in you that you may not even notice until time has passed and you see yourself again. A kind of patience, a kind of surrender to the patterns of the existence you live in, the planet you live in, but you do not notice that while your focus is on loss, because it is only on that. But even in that, there is new growth happening in you. And you may not even find that until some time has passed and another situation arises, and you will find that you are already prepared. You already know about it. You know how to take yourself to the place where you need to be. This is something that is a beautiful thing, but we are blind in it. Because when something has to be dealt with, we are not looking at what it is building. We smile when we see the young mother with a small child, and let us say she is carrying that child on one side a lot. As the child becomes more able to walk around, she will look down and see that one side, one arm, has grown very, very strong. And then she will have to work to create strength in the other arm. But she's not thinking about that because she is holding the child. But even while she is holding the child, growth is happening. Strength is happening. And so it is not that we are always able to focus on it, but it is something that we must always remember, that no matter what is going on in life, no matter what is being set up with the universe, there is always the hidden growth. Good things are happening. New things are happening. Things that are powerful and good are happening, even though they are unseen in the time of the testing. Even in your country, even in the unfortunate political spectrum of your country, right now you cannot see how many things are growing. How many things are growing that are not in the public eye, in a widespread number of places, not just in the cities or just in the countries, but there is an enormous growth pattern happening. And when, as you all say, the dust has cleared, you will be able to see that. You will be able to look at that and say, oh, I understand. While all this storm was brewing, beneath that storm, the crop was growing. And the crop is the crop of love. And the crop is the crop of learning and light and promise and hope. So in this time, when you are all experiencing what you are experiencing, please do remember this, that the beauty and the light may well be happening in what you cannot see yet. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. and feel a pulling energy come around your body. And as you breathe and release stress and release fear, let that pulling energy draw it out of your body and out of your energy field. Release as much as you wish to release in your exhale. Now feel the air around you fill with the blue of peace and breathe in peace. And allow that peace to go to your thoughts, to displace your fears, to free up your communication, to speak lovingly and peacefully to yourself, no matter what is going on around you. Let the blue energy come into your heart and bring your heart calm and peace and the knowledge that all is as it should be. Put down the battle. Fill with the rose of love and feel your thoughts turning toward loving kindness, first for you and then for those around you. Feel the love flow into your crown and open you to love from the universe, from the world around you. Feel that love flow in and let love clear your third eye so that you are able to see yourself, the world around you, with intuitive compassion. To know and to hold compassion at the same time. And feel the rose of love move into your heart. And feel the love move to every place where you have been alone, where you have been afraid, where you've been lost. Let the energy of that love find you, gather up your energy, bring it to the center of your heart. Feel the rose of love flow down into your solar plexus, and let the rose of love displace the emotions that might be making your body and your energy heavy. Knowing that the heavy emotions serve no purpose. So allow yourself in kindness and in love to release them. Feel the rose of love flow down into your second center. And begin to displace the old shame and judgment, the old demands that those shames and judgments have made on your life. Feel them leave, and let the love remain there with the waterfall that is the cleansing of all that moves through your life, so that whatever you feel, whether it is difficult or painful, know that the second center will wash it out of your body, leave you with the information but not the pain. Feel the flow of love down through your body and into the root. And let the energy of love gather up the energy of the root, so that you are connected to what you most wish to create in the world, how you want yourself to be, how you want your world to be. And let love work with your root so that an energy is created that will produce the beauty that you want in your life. Feel the golden light of the universe flow down into your body. Open the crown to receive more of it. Let it fill your thoughts, your throat. Feel the golden light flow down your back, strengthening your spine. Let it flow over your shoulders to release you from burden, and take the burden away from your back. Let the golden light flow through your arms and your hands, and make those arms and hands wise in your doing, in your holding, in your releasing. Feel the golden light flow through your throat and your trunk. And let it heal your heart. Feel the golden light flow down through your legs and your feet. And let that light make a field around you. A field that wishes and is able to bring to you the beautiful things to help you create the life you truly want to live. And know that your wanting of that life and your valuing of it calls the energy of the universe to help you create it. Move your attention into your heart center and see that a gift has been left for you. Rest the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.